I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Take it out.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Ah, love is in the air. And we have an amicable split with a couple.
And I'm glad you said that.
All right, there's a 30-year-old woman named Joe Turner and her 25-year-old husband, Scott Turner Smith, and they live in Manchester, England. And they recently split after a year of marriage because she came out as gay, and so did he.
Oh, wow.
So now they...
He came out as... Now, have they said, like, okay, look, guys, we both were gay, but we tried out the whole, you know, usual way of doing it, and we both realized, nope, definitely not straight?
Yeah, something like that. So they're both thrilled for each other now, and they're planning on going out on double dates. So maybe they realize... that they're better friends than lovers, and they can have a good relationship as friends, but not intimate.
Yeah, I don't think it's better friends than lovers. I think they're just into, like, something that you ain't. You know what I mean?
But which one would get the most crap? Like, we've all... Well, there's been, like, Truth and Consequences and various callers over the years, like, where a guy would say, yeah, man, my wife left me. They'll say she turned lesbian.
Right.
But, like... That right there, you know, the whole thing of, man, you're so bad you drove a woman. But if a woman does that, like, which one in the jokes of society, the way people are, which one's harder? If your wife left you for another woman or if your husband left you for another man?
I don't know. Good question.
It shouldn't be either way. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that.
Depends on who your friends are.
Yeah. Okay. But, good point.
But sure. As far as being,
luckily, I have none, so that'd work out perfect.
Like
perfect
I said,
for us, man.
Being better friends than lovers. I had friends that got married. I mean, they were dating for a long time, and then when they were married, they realized, oh my gosh, let's just be friends because we're better. We don't want to unfriend each other. Let's be better friends because the intimacy goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's what happens when you're married sometimes.
But that's usually though it's just okay. We don't want to be married anymore, but not to the point of it's made me realize I'm not even in the right, you know, wheelhouse or whatever you'd call it.
Yeah,
the wrong denomination.
Yeah,
I mean, they both were gay, but they were with each other.
Yeah,
that just don't work out.
But doesn't that mean that what? Don't you think though before you would. It's a good question, I think, and I'm not being silly with it, but, like, I wonder if either one of them cheated to realize they were truly – it's a feeling, sure, but then to go through, you know, the act of maybe you have a feeling, but then when you go and try it out, you're like, oh, man, I thought this was the way I felt, but clearly it's not. So I wonder if one of them cheated and that's how they knew. Because if she cheated on him with a woman, then he's like, oh, my God, I lost my wife to a lesbian. I got to be gay now.
See, there can't be any of that in this situation where they're both gay, right? Or do you think that? I mean, that wouldn't make him gay.
How did they just decide that after being married that, okay, like, there had to be tendencies prior to it or one of them cheated?
Yeah. Well, we don't know that they necessarily thought they were. They might have both thought they were bisexual and then they just realized, no, I'm just gay.
Yeah. Yeah, but that only applies to men, though, by societal standards. You know it's true.
Yeah.
A woman can say she's bi all day, and people are like, yeah. And if a guy says it, we're like, how?
Yeah.
Well, you
know what I do if a woman tells me she's bi?
What do you say?
A lot of times I back away slowly.
Do you?
Yeah. A lot of times
too
I
wild for
back
you?
Away slowly.
Too wild for you?
Yeah, I've lived. I've been around the block.
That's Jimmy from the block.
It's kind of a personal red flag at this point. Like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
Now there's anything wrong with it. It's no. Just that, a lot of times something wrong with the individual.
Right. Yeah. So it's an amicable split.
I don't know of any drama with cheating, and I was looking for that. All I know is one of them tweeted out, "We had a hoot when signing the null petition." And then invalid consent by mistake. Turns out that we're both gay.
There should have been a telltale sign when he said he wanted to put together the wedding gift registry. She should have known then.
Yeah. So I don't know if there was someone who was stepping out or anything, but,
So if you do that, I don't know if that's a quicker way to get an annulment, divorce, or
to
whatever.
To say that?
Yeah. What if they're just saying it? Like, somebody from the court has to make sure that, they see them partake in gay acts. So it's not fraud. Otherwise, they might
I don't believe that to be true.
I believe Fat Boy's writing a funny movie, though.
Oh, is he? That would be funny.
A 90s comedy?
I'll get on my final draft and script it out.
Yeah, man. This makes me think of, Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald.
31 flavors. Baby gorilla.
Saigon whore.
Well, here's the secret to life. According to 95-year-old twins, they have some information for you.
Do they still dress like each other, I wonder? Like, are they wearing matching sand diggers and big, huge Skechers?
Well, one is Lillian Cox and Doris Hobday from Tipton, England. They are 95 and identical twins. And this is what they say. If you want to live long, up to 95, drink lots of Guinness beer and do not have sex. That's the secret.
Boo! Double boo! Double boo that.
Also, they like to eat raw sausage.
Triple boo.
I don't know why, so that's up to them.
Raw sausage?
Drinking Guinness.
Where was that? Where they were in England?
Yeah.
So drink Guinness, eat raw sausage.
Don't brush your teeth.
Well, you gotta brush your teeth.
You'll live forever, but you'll feel terrible.
Not the nastiest
Don't ever smile. Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike Guinness. I can't drink a lot of it, though, just being honest. I can't drink too much of it.
Your skid marks a little like Greer Dragway.
I know. That's what I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
But see, their theory on not having sex kind of, we just did a thing on a study that having sex will keep you alive longer.
Well, you know what? When you see these monks and these priests and these nuns who've been locked away at a monastery and, wearing their chastity belt or whatever their covenant is to the Lord, they're all old as hell. So maybe like what if you found out every time you had sex, it shaves an hour off your life?
Ooh.
For that rush of endorphins, something it just pulls.
Die at the age of 30?
Would that, think about it. Would you just save it for special occasions? Or would you, because, but there would be certain times like, oh, God, I don't want to lose another hour. I'll just go in here and take care of myself. That's only 15 minutes.
Yep.
Would you really do that?
It takes me that long.
Okay.
I see what you're saying.
Somebody on the text line texted in and said that Fat Boy's movie idea is somewhat similar to I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Oh, that's a good movie.
With Adam Sandler.
Kevin James. Kevin James. Yeah.
Oh, they hook up in this one, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's a graphic sex. Yeah, when it says full frontal nudity, it's dudes.
Yeah.
Just like every other comedy
Sometimes
that's out
that's
now.
That's good. Otherwise, it could be like what,
it's all dudes.
Not that great.
Yeah. But that's not shocking anymore. Shock me again with vagina and not penises. All these comedies now, though, you'll just, in the background, you'll see one walk by. From, that one little area, just walk by. Or on Gemstones.
I know when the screen pops up, it says nudity.
When it says nudity, you know it's going to be a ding-a-ling. It's shock me with a lady naked. Or that'll shock me.
Both together, naked, dancing around a fire in a circle while worshiping the devil or whatever.
I'm not going to go that way with it. But regardless, I think that female nudity needs to be shocking again.
Some can be shocking.
Make females shocking again.
Okay.
Naked.
Yeah.
That's too big for the hat.
So you don't want good nudity. You just want shocking nudity.
Yeah. Even if it's if Kathy Bates got naked
that's what
again.
I was thinking.
Shock me with bizarre female nudity, but female nudity.
Yeah. Real nudity, not body doubles, but real naked women.
Why are you against men now, Matt?
I'm not against men. I'm just tired of it being the joke The exclamation mark.
Why are you anti-masculinist?
I'm not. It's just like when I was younger, I would look at the guide, and if it said nudity on it, it's like, hell, then I want to watch it. But now I see it, and I'm like, X out. You know, especially if like...
Wait, you don't watch the movie because it's got naked dude in it?
No, I'm saying I'm not attracted to it as much, knowing if Danny R. McBride's involved, then it's going to be...
You know, like the Righteous Gemstones nudity scene. That's not great. Not saying that the actor's not great, but I just didn't think that was like the best looking body ever and not sexy.
That's what made it great, the fat guy running through the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think all nudity has a place.
All right, I'm not cool with kid nudity. I will say that now.
Yeah, well, no, I mean all like grown up like movie nudity has a place.
Movie nudity, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Theatrical releases.
You know. Like...
It draws me to HBO, so, you know, all the same. So here are some things that you need to know about the full moon tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't last night, it's tonight.
Yeah, yeah, tonight's full moon.
Yeah, I got bombarded with jerks on Twitter saying it's only 90% or 99 or 95, whatever it is. Tonight's the full moon.
Yeah. Okay. So tonight
look pretty full.
It's the harvest moon. Mm. Okay. This is the deal. It's the full moon closest to the date of the fall equinox, which is always referred to the harvest moon. And since this year's equinox falls on September 23rd, tonight's full moon gets the title as the harvest moon. So go out and
screw you, Neil Young.
Howl at the moon if you wish, if you need to. Also be a micro moon, which means tonight's full moon also coincides with the point in the moon's orbit where it's the farthest from Earth. So even though it's a full moon, it will appear slightly smaller and less bright than usual. So you won't have that big yellow moon in the middle of the night, which is really cool.
Okay. Not a blood one, though.
Oh, no, that's a different.
I didn't know about blood moons stuff until, like, the last few years. Like, I've never really paid attention to it, I guess. And I don't remember them calling it a blood moon. It's like a red moon, but now it's blood moon.
Yeah.
When's clot moon coming or cyst moon?
It'd
be a good metal band.
If you want to get out and get the full effect for tonight's harvest moon, you have to do that at 12:33 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, that's ironic.
What is the full effect? I mean, I don't get the fascination.
With the moon?
You could look at it and see it, and it's like 2 seconds of, okay. It's still there.
I can't explain it to you on the radio. It takes way too long, and you'd laugh at me.
The Fat Boy may be the most spiritually out-of-tune person I know.
I mean, is that what it is? Like a spiritual connection people have with it?
Something like that.
I think so.
I was thinking it was more like, you know, space nerds type of.
Well, that too. It's different.
Yeah.
Where do you keep your crystals?
Can I tell you?
No.
Pawn shop.
Nowhere since they closed the one on Woodruff.
with his cards and devil stuff.
You're lucky it's a Friday. Yeah.
That
was
good.
His
crystal balls.
That was good.
So the next full moon on a Friday the 13th will be August 13th, 2049. So enjoy.
Gotta wait.
Enjoy tonight. Get out there and celebrate.
Damn. Yeah. I don't want to wait.
I don't want to be 65 next time it happens, or 64.
So there's
I won't be here.
A big thing that's happening today on Friday the 13th. Korn releases The Nothing. It's their 13th album.
The Nothing.
The Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We got anything off it?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I profess to be this big Korn fan. I haven't heard any of it.
And also the Goo Goo Dolls will come out with Miracle Pill, which is their 12th album.
Dude, heard that the other day, man. That's a good song. I'm not kidding, the new Goo Goo Dolls.
Dude, anything Robbie Takacs on is going to be great.
Speaking of the Korn record that came out today, is like, you really think you'd hear it and not be kind of disappointed?
I like to hope that I wouldn't be.
But
there's always hope.
When's the last time you weren't disappointed? A Korn album.
I know.
What does it mean, though?
Before this damn show started.
Because, like we've talked about before, man, something changed when Dave left.
Oh, yeah,
it was just different. Even when they got head back. I mean, it was different. And plus, they've all changed. Like, you got to think, Monkey used to produce porno movies that his sister was in.
Not Fieldy.
Or Fieldy.
Yeah.
Who did I say? Monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Monkey Schaefer's a big family man now, you know? And
yeah, come on, Monkey.
Jonathan Davis is, and good for him, he's speaking out a lot about suicide prevention and everything. So they've matured as a band, but I do miss that, the way that the freaking Fieldy bass.
Yeah, that sound, man, seven-string guitar.
It made me fall in love with him.
It's not same head. It's imposter head.
It's revival head. Dash Wilder knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, I mean, they haven't put out a good album in damn near I'll say 20 years since they put out a good album.
Follow the Leader.
That might have been Issues was 20 years ago. Follow the Leader was 21 or 2. 21, I think.
That's close enough.
It is.
No, it ain't.
Somebody but will say something.
In any case, it's been like
got that down.
20 years. And since then, like, Coming Undone was kind of fun, but it was just one song off a bad record.
I didn't like Twisted Transistor.
No, not good.
I didn't like any of their hip-hoppy whatever that was at time.
Dave left and got fat.
Narcissistic Cannibal is so good. You don't like that?
No, it's not my favorite. I all love them. I really do.
You like y'all want a single, say Flip That?
That's what I was saying. Y'all.
Korn was a band that had a place and time, and it's no longer that place or that time.
I still think if you can take a U and put an umlaut on it on my phone, I should be able to flip the Korn R backwards. Make that happen, Apple iPhone 12.
Hmm.
There it is. It sounds like 9 when he's all stopped up.
Kind of does.
Let's rise the balls allowed this.
Yeah. I got two words for you.
Paige, what's up in the plate?
And lastly, the Pixies drop Beneath the Eerie today. So go out and check it out. Lots of
music. I don't know who that is.
Pixies? They were, grunge.
I think I heard them on a baseball game. I think it was MVP Baseball. That was it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
In the theaters out today, R-rated Hustlers. J-Lo's in it. She works with a team of strippers who scam a bunch of men who work on Wall Street. J-Lo's in it. Constance Wu. Kiki Palmer. Woo!
There's Oscar buzz for J-Lo over this stripper movie.
They got high on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, apparently people love it. Apparently it's a great film.
Well, she's naked then, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, if it got that high, she better be nude.
She never did nudity, right, J-Lo?
No, but she shows a lot of ass.
Yeah.
Like even on network TV, show she was on. Wow. She'll show some cheek. I will, too.
DX should use this as their next.
Yeah, they should.
Their next walkout music.
All right, then. Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Much more to come. It's Friday. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
You're home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to the Morning Show all the time.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet. Rise. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Here we go. What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments that have been screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. Names have been changed to protect both the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Facebook.com/riseguys. Oh boy, this one's great. They're all good. Here we go.
It'll be fun.
Everyone has their scripts. Scene one. Playing the role of Lulu will be 9.
Great name.
Playing the role of Queenie will be Fat Boy.
Queenie.
Playing the role of Sheikah will be freaking me.
Oh, Sheikah.
Sheikah me. And action.
Tabby Blanks, you a nasty ass whore. Just like your mama, keep blanking with my family and I promise you won't live to see another day. Think I'm playing? Go ahead and blank with me.
you best erase this now and grow the blank up, Lulu. You have a lot of nerve calling anybody a whore. You signed your child over to somebody on the sex list. You need to check yourself before you start blank on Facebook.
I ain't erasing blank, you dumbass blank. I know you're not talking to me like that. If you don't like something I posted, go ahead, do me a damn favor and delete yourself. I didn't sign nobody over to nothing, you bitch. Better get your facts straight before I straighten them for you.
Yeah, you want to talk blank but won't answer my call. Shocker.
You never called me. You better know who you're talking to because I don't play games. Especially when it comes to a pathetic example of a daughter and person like you are.
Well, I know that Tabby is the last person that I'd call a hoe. She and her man been happy together, and you shouldn't talk about them negatively. And by the way, if you ever tried to take Tabby's man, she'd annihilate you. So I would think twice if I was you, okay?
Okay, she still won't answer my call. Not one time if I threaten her. I don't know why she's acting all scared.
Oh, she's scared as blank. Can't even answer a damn call. Ha, 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 ha.
And your point is?
Point is you scared. You keep talking blank like you not.
You blanked in the head. You don't know me. Besides that, Queenie never even been in a fight before. She need to grow balls before blanking with me. Feel free to delete yourself, by the way. Things wouldn't have gotten ugly if she would have minded her own damn business.
Are you the only one blanked in the head? And the only thing that's pathetic is your genital wart. Who's the whore now?
Oh, you bring it on, blank talker. You know where I stay. And oh, by the way, when you say general warts, do you mean the ones you have? Because I sure as blank ain't got them. I will talk about whoever and whatever the blank I want.
I do know where you live, but I know you ain't going anywhere because you don't have a car and you broke piece of blank. Everybody knows you salty. Don't be mad because you got warts, hashtag warts for days. And by the way, all that is what I was going to say on the phone, but you too chicken blake to answer. And now you look stupid on Facebook.
I wouldn't be surprised if you got a paper cut and your finger fell off, you blanking junkie. Won't you shut the blank up? Go blank some more blanks because we all know that's what you best at, warty.
Insane.
Chica.
Wow.
Oh, and now I'm confused. Is it genital or general warts?
General warts is scary.
Well, thanks for your service one way or the other.
General warts.
Chica. Chica, a.k.a. Chica and Queenie, a.k.a. Warty. Now, who is Warty, Lulu or Queenie?
That was Lulu's Warty.
Okay. Yeah. Who knows?
Lulu got the warts.
Make love, not Warty. Scene two. Playing the role of Lace will be freaking me. Playing the role of Doohickey will be Fat Boy.
Doohickey.
Playing the role of Carol.
Carol.
Will be Paige.
Carol.
And playing the role of Burton will be Nine. And action. Hey, friends. I haven't posted in a while. It's me, Lace. I'm in the search of a dog sitter for the weekend of October 19th. Rodney got us Clemson away tickets to go see them play in Louisville. We're all in like F at our place.
Y'all are real fans. Who TF would want to go to damn Louisville?
You kiss this ass. I'll punch you right in the square in the face.
I'm just messing with you, woman. Didn't know you had a doggy still. No pics, much?
Lace, can you post pics or give me some details and suck?
Say what?
That was a typo. Details and such. Sorry.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, let me see. He don't like to be in a crate. He loves to be around people and other pets at their place. Real friendly dog, very friendly. Won't snap at you in the face. I don't know. Let's see. Real active. He loves to play catch. He likes to play chase with our son, Jace. Please let me know if you're interested. We can discuss the details or let me know. Someone just in case, if you know, thanks. Oh, yeah, he's a little shih tzu. Really pretty face.
My daughter is 17 and she loves animals almost more than she loves people. LOL. She's a vegetarian, very humble, trustworthy, and has a chihuahua mix she loves very, very much. She will definitely take good care of you, little guy.
Why does it matter if she's a vegetarian? I mean, why even point that out?
Because she's so sweet and would never hurt an animal, much less eat one.
Oh, okay. Well, she sounds real sweet. I will send you a private message.
Hey, being a vegetarian doesn't automatically make you some kind of great person.
Excuse me! me. We're talking about my 17-year-old daughter here, man. That I don't know.
Sorry, no disrespect. My statement still stands by and by.
Let them vegans eat all them veggies and salads. More steaks and stuff for us. Sword emoji, sword emoji, sword emoji.
Okay, let's stop this now. I just need a dog sitter, not an argument about being a vegan. My Lord, okay? Okay? Also, earlier, I meant private message. My son Jace keeps screen shooting me this convo saying, hey, Mom, you want to send a private message to Miss Carol? I meant private. You know, a PM. Nutty kid, that Jace. Now he's saying that I just said a private massage. You crazy kiddo. You'll be 12 in 3 months. Ha, ha, ha. Boys will be boys.
End scene.
I don't know if you saw that. I know on Facebook they saw it. I actually print out a literal script to hold in my hand, you know, in case an email or something would ever go down. And I dropped them.
Yeah.
In the moment and had to get it and then collate it back together.
Good recovery, Matt.
A professional. Damn it. A local Emmy I deserve.
Did a great job.
Thanks. Show must go on.
Get your
well
Jefferson
done.
Award.
That's right. Real pretty fies. Scene 3. Playing the role of Calvin will be freaking me. Playing the role of Klein will be Paige.
Klein.
Playing the role of Tommy will be 9.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Bahama. We have Calvin, Klein, Tommy, and Bahama is Fat Boy. And action. Calvin posts a Facebook review on an auto repair shop's page. Blank you, Tommy Blanks. You ignorant piles of rash. My blank in Yukon Denali is ruined now because you don't know what you do.
JTFO, you silly bitch. WTF, I tell you before, I marked on it.
You still took my $600, even though the Denali was all blanked up, man.
Man, you dumb blank head. You told me to do the blank and mark on the piece of blank. Even after I said it's a piece of blank, it ain't worth all that. Now, suck a blank and GTFO my page talking blank ain't even truth.
WTF, what's wrong with it?
Damn thing's at 03 with 280,000 miles on it. What's wrong with it?
Man, I had a two-door Tahoe go 375 before. I had to get out of it.
Yeah, well, either you got lucky or you kept up with the main trance.
Well, wasn't a thing wrong with the damn car, you stupid butt blanker.
Dude, I straight told you the transmission wasn't good, and you blank and see how bad it was if we did all that work on it.
A Tommy blank up my Jeep 2 months ago. He's rip-off.
WTF, why all the crazies coming out on the same day? You blanked up that Jeep going off-road, and you come see me like you want alignment. Son, you need more than that, you stupid piece of blank meat.
Oh, Tommy brake axle, man.
Now, that's a GD lie, you idiot sack of blank and buzzard blank.
What the hell did he do to his Jeep?
Not a mother blanking thing, man. This piece of stupid blank went off road in the Jeep Liberty, comes in like he wants linemen. This blanking axle's broken blanking half, and he acts like I broke it. Stupid, dumb blanking trash, man.
Look, if you don't want to cooperate, I'm going to have to see your ass in blanking court, and it's going to be Calvin Blank's mother blanking garage.
Oh, blank off with your $600 worth of work on a $600 piece of blank Yukon. You dumb blanking bat blank crap. Crazy blank. Take me to court. If you win, I'll give you a couple tires and an oil change. No, call it even.
Bet, dude, bet.
I call it Tony.
Good. Just shut the blank up and call the damn lawyer and tell Tony I said, hey, just GTFO my page trying to blank my business and my money or I'll park that piece of blank Yukon in your dumb, loudmouth, stupid ice.
Insane. I got to say this. Kudos to, all around it was awesome. Bahama. We got to have the Bahama character in again.
Oh, man.
That's going to
go into the Ray Hammers repertoire.
Bahama
and also,
was great.
Blank and Blank's the best.
Dude, 9 as Tommy,
yeah.
The way you kept all the blanks and the WTFs and GTFOs and everything. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Well done.
That was fun, man.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook argument screenshot by you, the P1. Sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@aol.com. I do have to remind you, though, names have been changed to protect both the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition. You want to say it, Nine?
Let Fat Boy say it.
Facebook fussing, man.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called us, Facebooked us, Instagrammed us, Snapchatted. What are the others? Pinterest? We're not on there.
Oh, Pinterest.
Pin it somewhere else. Thank you to everybody who was a part of today's show. Come see us tomorrow when we're out and about meeting, greeting, eating, and drinking.
Yeah, you can start in Pickens at the Ingles of Pickens, 2:30. That's when Ingles college football kickoff goes live on 93.3 The Planet with myself and Fat Boy and Mark Ryan from ESPN Upstate.
Yeah, man, they got great tailgate specials you want to check out, too.
Yeah, they do.
And then after that, after you pregame the show, watch the game with Nine and I. We'll be at Rigsby's Bar and Grill. No, it's not a bar and
smoked
grill.
Smoked burgers.
Smoked burgers.
Yeah.
Well, they have a grill, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Smoked burgers and
wings.
And
they also have a bar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
By definition, I am right.
That's on the Parkway here in Greenville, right off Pelham Road, right off 85, exit 54. Real easy to get to Rigsby's. We want you to come watch the game with us tomorrow. It starts at 7:30. That's when we'll be there.
Ice cold Rise Guys P1 Pilsner will be on hand, and Nine and I will be there starting at 7:30, meeting, greeting, eating, and drinking.
Absolutely.
Right there at Rigsby's on the Parkway.
Yeah.
All right. Monday, we're going to get into the mail sack, the riseguys at AOL.com, and we have a plethora of prizes to give away starting next week.
Oh, yeah, we do, man. We're going to be giving away, what, Disturbed tickets next week?
Yeah. The buzz is there, my friends. It's right here upon us.
Absolutely. What else we got next week?
Big-time wrestling tickets.
Big-time wrestling tickets, too, man?
Yes.
Wow. We got anything else?
I'm not sure on the third one.
Okay.
That's why I was waiting for you to interject.
I'll look real quick. I'm looking right now.
Don't we? Okay. I don't want to say it. Don't we have more of what we gave away today? Yes or no?
Yeah, we
do. Okay. So we have more Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets available on Monday morning.
Yeah, Big Time Wrestling Disturbed and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which those tickets go on sale in about 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, so get your debit cards ready for that. And then we'll find out who lost Pigskin Picks and then find out who the new loser is to join the club with freaking me.
Who gets punished next week. And before we leave, I just want to say thoughts and prayers and condolences to the family of a dude. I didn't know him well, but I did know him. Big Matt died on a bike the other night on his way home. Bike wreck. Rest in peace, Big Matt. He's a nice guy.
Is it the one in the news a lot?
It was in the news.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God bless your family.
Yeah, it was Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
God bless you.
And rest in peace, Big Matt. He's a nice guy. He's a big old Yankee teddy bear guy.
Yeah. Well,
at least he was to me.
Fat Boy is going to provide the worst of the Rise Guys tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. That'll be until 10. Paige is going to rock you at work today, though. Let's live in the now. Paige is going to rock you at work. And then on Monday, Fat Boy will be back 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind will go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have you a blessed, safe weekend and tickle it, guys. It is good. Happy Friday 13th.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle a little. Ow.
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.